Thank you. Greetings, friends. The Gospel by John, chapter 14. We'd like to look at three verses that say the same thing. Verse 10, 11, and 20. Verse 10 reads, "And the Savior still the speaker, the same one who said, 'I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture.' And the same one who said, 'I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.' Absolute, positively exclusive. While any man can enter in at the door, those who do not enter in, they cannot ever reach the Father." Now, he said in John 14 and verse 6, and we've emphasized the fact that Jesus says, "I am the door," I am the way, rather, excuse me, "the truth, and the life." We've emphasized those three great characteristics of the Lord Jesus. True of only of him, no one else, not anyone else. But the latter part of that verse is after the colon, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." This tremendous, absolute, exclusive verse, which divides the world into two classes. My friend, in which class are you? In which class am I? Have I entered in at the door? Am I on the way that leads to the Father, to life, to glory, to heaven? No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Therefore, there's no way of getting to heaven, not good works, not good resolutions, not good dogma, not good associations, not good fellowship, not good anything, friends. If it's for salvation, there's just one way to be saved. Nothing else will do. This doesn't say if you don't come by way of the Savior, you can try some other way and be there. You cannot. We're not all going the same way, and we're not all striving to get to the same place, and eventually we'll reach there. That is a fallacy, friend. This verse makes it absolutely true and sure. I am the way, the truth, and the life. It is the absolute truth. He's the only way. And that the Father, we cannot come to the Father but by the way of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who died on the cross to put our sins away. If we don't believe we're a sinner, then his life and his death on the cross will not mean anything much to us, because we're not sinners, therefore we didn't need him in our estimation. We didn't need him, yet the Bible says clearly, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God," Romans chapter 3. Yes, friends, we're all sinners and we need the Savior, and the Savior is available to everybody. All who will may come, whosoever will may come. Therefore, no one can say, "I wanted to be in heaven, I tried to get there by way of the Lord Jesus, and he wouldn't take me in." That, friend, cannot ever be said, either in time or eternity. For the Lord Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I will. I will. This is an absolute promise from which he cannot turn away, and God cannot lie. He will not lie. The Lord Jesus is truth personified. There can be no mistake. So it's the Father now that he refers to. And he says in verse 10, "Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me?" Don't you believe that? He's saying to the disciples, Thomas in particular, "Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me?" Here's a profound truth, friends, regarding deity. It's the unity of the Godhead, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all on equality, not one less than the other, equal in any quality equal. No difference. No difference in power. They are different. For your sake and mine, there's a differentiation. It's one God in three parts, three persons, and those three persons are one in every respect. So the deity of God, we can't explore, we only can believe it. We can't understand it. Yet we know that the Lord Jesus was the Son of God, and he came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. He was the only one who was without sin, and therefore could shed his precious blood to cleanse us from our guilt and sin and misery, and make us sons of God and children of God, and heirs of God, and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus, and take us off the broad way that leads to destruction, and place us on the narrow way which leads to life, life everlasting. So, he says, believest thou not that I am, this great I am, in a different respect here, I am in the Father. Therefore, one with the Father. In the Father, he's the same as the Father. And this is absolute truth taught by the Scriptures. I am in the Father. More than that. In the event we wouldn't understand that is sufficient to believe it, he says, and the Father in me. The two of them, interchangeable, one and the other. Yet they retain their own identity in certain times and in certain ways and circumstances, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this is brought out very clearly in Matthew's Gospel chapter 3. Matthew's Gospel chapter 3, and it was after the baptism of the Lord Jesus when John baptized the Lord in Jordan. And it says in chapter 3 of Matthew, verse 16 and 17, the whole Trinity is here represented at different times and from a different place. So it absolutely establishes the three parties, the three persons, and yet they're all one. The Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, descending like a dove, not as a dove, but like a dove, and lighting upon him, upon whom? The Lord Jesus. So here's the Holy Spirit coming down from heaven and lighting upon the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, them together. And the 17th verse says, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Here's the Father, Jehovah, God, in heaven at the same time, and he's speaking down. The voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. So that the Lord Jesus was not taking anything more than what he actually was when he said, I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the what. Here the Lord Jesus gives the credit to God the Father, because they were equal. The one was in the other. I in my Father, and the Father in me. And in verse 11 we read the same story. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. He did only what God could do, and he calls on them, if they can't understand that he's in the Father and the Father in him, then believe me for the very work's sake. He raised the dead. He cleansed the leper without any great show, without any great display. He touched the leper, and the leprosy was cleansed. The leprosy was gone, and the leper was cleansed. He raised the dead without a great display. He opened the eyes of the blind. He unstopped the deaf ears, yes, and the tongues that were tied, he loosed them. Yes, proved by his work that he was very gone. And he is in telling us now this marvelous truth, I am in the Father,
And the Father and me, therefore, the words he spake, they were the Father's words as well as his own. For the two was one, and the three are one, the Holy Spirit with them, because the Holy Spirit enabled them as well to speak. The whole three of the Trinity were concentrated in the work of salvation. And then over in verse 20, we get the same thing. At that day ye shall know. At that day, a day coming, when the Comforter would come, and that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Now think of that. Here's the believer. Here's the person who is simple enough to say, yes, I'm the sinner. I have disobeyed God. I have transgressed against him. I am a guilty sinner, and I'm on the broad way. May I come as a sinner to the Lord Jesus for salvation, that I might be set free. And then he says that not only am I in the Father and the Father in me, but, and ye in me and I in you. The same great truth, too, of those who trust Christ. Oh, my friends, when in your life did you accept the Lord Jesus as your own Savior? When did you trust him? When did you have a meeting with God when you could say, oh, he died for me? Thank you, Lord, for bearing my sins in your own body on the tree. When did you say that? When did you open yourself to the Lord Jesus above everything else? And you know that he did come in to your heart, and he's in your heart and soul now, and is the guide of your life now. The Holy Spirit answered, and you were born of God. This is salvation available to every person who will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. We thank thee, Heavenly Father, that whosoever will may come, and none need perish, none need go to a lost eternity. All men can be saved, for salvation is full and free, for it's offered to every person. Bless thy word, then, Lord, we pray, and bless our great country, and the cities of our great country, and the countrysides in our great country, the rulers and authorities, our president, the cabinet, the congress, and the court, the governors of states, the mayors of cities, and the mayor of our great city, the nation's capital. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.